for his life.
I can barely hear you guys.
Why? Maybe you should. That sounds like your problem.
Yeah, I don't know. What
I only have one side of my headset working.
Oh, so you're gonna bother us with this?
That's how you want to start this off. Huh?
That's how you want to start our night off. Is you have a problem that is your problem and solely your problem?
Ryan, stop that.
See, unlike this problem, which is everybody's problem.
Back to the T-Mongers Podcast for 78. Episode 78. We got Ryan in the podcast. Ryan, say what's up.
What's up?
We got Terry in the podcast. Terry, say what's up.
What's up?
And we got Alex in the podcast. Alex, say I like dicks. What? Alex, not a team player, guys.
I was just so surprised.
You got Terry and Ryan. They're ball team players.
We got Glenn's podcast. Say what's up.
Playing ball.
Oh, he out too. Man, these two bitches, Terry.
Whatever. What?
They bitches, man.
Who?
Alex and you.
What about me? What did I do?
I said, do I have the podcast? Say what's up.
And you didn't say shit. All I heard was what's up. I thought you were what's up and again. So what's up?
How come you guys get what's ups?
You.
Listen, it's luck of the draw, all right? It's all random.
It's
because
cool.
Alex, what's up led to your dicks. It's the same
thing. Luck your draw.
What's up, dicks? Your dicks up. That's what's up.
My luck. Yeah, it's fine. How you guys doing? It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Since the last podcast.
You might as well just say too long, not 2 weeks.
It's been too long. Mainly because, okay, what happened?
We old.
I forgot what happened, actually. No, Thursday
That's
night.
Not what happened.
We did something else on Thursday night instead of the podcast.
You went to bed. Old.
I went to bed. That's why. I was tired.
I just fucking said.
Yeah. No, I was sleeping. And then we were like, okay, we'll just do it Friday. And then Friday.
No one talked to each other on Friday. I think there was like five messages in the Skype call.
Yeah. And then we said, all right, Sunday we'll just do a Halo thing because Halo came out and we were just, you know, for that. And then that just nothing happened. We just kind of said, you know, fuck it. We'll just wait.
And then we did
an issue.
And then everybody fucking messaged me, where's the podcast at?
Because you had an issue at one point where your
some technical issues, so we had to push it back anyway.
Yeah.
That's why you went to bed, because we couldn't just do it.
Yeah, it solved itself. I told you guys if you wanted to do it to go ahead. And Dole was going to record
it. Then we started playing something.
Halo.
What did we play that night?
No,
we played Hawken.
I played
Hawken. Hawken. I saw you guys just tweets the next morning. How is that game? I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Is it?
It's beautiful, man.
We should check it.
We got to continue our explanation here.
Well, they were playing Hawken.
And then Monday night.
Well, I was gone. I was just I didn't even care for the rest of the week.
Oh, we did SMP.
We did. We had a wonderful time. We played for like 3 hours.
I only got to play for 1 hour.
Yeah, you missed out on a lot, Terry. We
kicked
some ass.
We got a lot of
let's not go into it. But,
Of bullshit.
They got a lot of booty.
I almost forgot. That was a good catch, Dwight.
Yeah, because I've only released the first episode of that.
Spoilers.
But
mm-hmm.
we've made an effort. We've made a promise to each other that we're going to record SMPs Monday nights.
So look for more of that shit.
Yeah, so that means that multiple SMP videos will be coming out per day instead of just one spread out. And hopefully, if we keep that up, then we're good.
Just like Alex's dicks.
Yeah.
Keep that up.
I was getting the comments to the one where I was in it, and people were like, how do you make a super hostile map harder? You invite Alex into it.
Dude, somebody was talking shit. They were like, can you somebody please fill in Alex and blah, blah, blah. He's so stupid sometimes. It's so frustrating. And I was like... Damn, dude. I was like, we all come into this map blind. Why shouldn't Alex?
Yeah.
He gets to experience it just like we do. Except he gets to steal all the shit we worked hard for.
Yeah. And then that's he loses the stuff that we worked hard for.
He just
for.
Keeps walking out and just burning alive and just like, God damn it.
But no, I'm trying to get... Oh, shit, my glasses. I'm trying to get my Jose back in here. No, I'm trying to get Jose to come play with us again, but like every time he's online and able to play video games, he's fucking grinding on WoW. He's and I told him, I was like, bro, I'll grind on you. It's cool.
Did he get into that panda or what?
Yeah, well, panda's out, so...
Yeah, it's been out for a minute, but like, come on. I thought he was done with that bullshit.
Yeah, you only have to get 5 fucking levels.
That's it? It's only 5 more levels?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it caps at 90 now.
He's already 90. He's PvPing earlier today.
What? Oh, then maybe he's grinding for honor then.
Mm-hmm.
He's gearing out from what his stream said.
Well, isn't that WoW? Like, WoW is just gearing out. That's all you do.
Oh.
I'm okay with him playing WoW. I really am. I'm past the point. Jose plays WoW. That's just, those two facts go together.
That's true. Know? That's true. I have a serious addiction to Halo. Alex...
I play everything.
Yeah, you do.
I'm Alex the just fun has... one. I play everything.
Terry has a serious addiction to fun.
Terry has some, I'm trying to think of Terry's game, Mass Effect.
It's crippling.
Battlefield.
Battlefield, the big addiction. Hey, we need to do some Battlefield.
I haven't played in a while.
Do we need it? Well, in December we'll play when the
Aftermath comes out.
After the crossbow comes out, that's what I'm going to call it.
But
after the crossbow.
No, let's go.
I'm so excited.
I'm going
to be running around with that shit and just popping people in the forehead.
Pop let's roll back to Jose. Assholes.
Oh, sorry. Back to the fat Mexican that didn't show up.
I'm perfectly okay with him doing it. In fact, I support his addiction because I told him, it's like, if you're going to go into WoW, I need you to start putting out content for it.
Yeah,
but all he's doing is streaming, and I don't see streams as being content. I just see them as being like filler, you know, like things that you do between. Well, no, I mean, there are people that do like really good content while streaming, but those people are like, Twitch is what they do. Like Wolf21, he streams at specific times every day throughout the entire week. He does it very good. But I'm saying, like, content on YouTube is more permanent? I don't know. There are backups to...
It's like got that replay value.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think YouTube has a larger audience as well. It's just... If he did both at the same time, like if he recorded his stuff and, you know, streamed it and then cut it together and, say, and did like a little overview deal... So he has content on YouTube and he's still streaming. It's good. It's a win-win. I need to talk to him, but it's hard to get a hold of that fucker.
That's probably why he doesn't do the YouTube.
Well, his excuse before was that he didn't know how to edit, and I taught him, and then he just didn't do it enough to remember, you know? Because like, when you learn something, you should do it over and over until it burns into your head.
That doesn't make any sense.
And yeah, practice. It just doesn't make any sense.
That's stupid.
Ryan, I'm going to be doing the same with you once you get to PVR,
you are.
Which segue over to my nether.
Your nether? I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
Things. I don't have a PVR anymore, which means I can't record any footage off my Xbox until I get a new one. Which is going to have to be soon because Dragonborn comes out December 5th for Xbox. And there's no way in fuck Trey and I are going to be missing that DLC. You. So, yes, Sleepers will be coming back. I just need a new capture card by then. So I may be streaming to see if anybody wants to help out for that. But you can think of it both ways. You're going to be helping me out get another one, and then technically Ryan has one now, so he'll be putting out content.
Yes, I will. Very shortly.
So it's going to take you forever to render stuff, but you can just do it overnight. I'll show you how to batch render.
Okay.
You can just blow out a bunch of videos overnight.
Or like bitch render. If you're going to render, you do it one by one.
You do it one by one and forget, and then you don't render the rest of your videos.
Fuck it.
Do it while you sleep.
I had to do that for the Halo Mega movie.
That shit, you took it a while to get that up. Did that take a long time to get
done? It
took
2 days. Because I would have had it up that night, like the release night. But the audio was unsynced halfway through. Like the first half was just unsynced. And I was like, fuck! Had to go back and re-render it and then I had to re-upload it. It was 15 gigs.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah. But I got it up, and people love it, which is cool.
I got to reformat my computer this weekend.
Yeah?
Yep. To make way. I only have like 10 gigs left on my hard drive.
Well, recording through the PVR is actually pretty nice. You can get like about 2 hours of gameplay for like 6 gigs of space.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah, I still want to reformat it. She's running hard, and she has a virus. It's McAfee trying to... You want a free scan?
That's a virus, all right.
Yeah, because I clicked on something that said McAfee, because that sounds just like me.
So, yeah, that's a little update of what's been going down.
In the world of Mongoose.
And, I can't even go into any of those stuff. I've been real busy with things I can't talk about. Which sucks, because I can't, like, explain it. You know? But I could talk to you guys about it after we're done with the podcast. That's
cool, we should do that. We need to... I feel like
Ryan,
we
have
to
you talk. Especially. These two guys, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Dick sucking.
Oh, you guys gonna do some dick sucking, huh?
Yeah, right here, right now.
All you hear is Alex.
He's busy.
Oh, do I not sound good?
No, you're good. You're fine.
No, you got that dick in your mouth.
He was just saying you got a dick D in your M. So, I went and visited Chris the other night, Terry.
Yeah, I saw that. That looked and amazing.
Had a lovely dinner.
He's such a gentleman.
So, for people that don't know, Terry and I, we're friends with these two people over on the corner from us. Well, they just moved back from Sacramento. Yeah, they moved back into the old house.
Finally back, huh?
Yep. Chris and Allie, they're engaged.
And yeah!
Did you get their wedding invitation, Terry?
No.
Oh, I got mine. It's beautiful, let me tell you.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Anyways, I went over there for dinner. They invited me to dinner, so I was like, okay, I'll go.
We got
over.
That.
And when I got there, all the lights were off. He had two plates set on the dining room table with giant wine glasses and a bunch of candles lit everywhere. And on his phone, he had like some smooth R&B playing. And he goes, so Allie isn't going to join us tonight. She's working. And I'm like, oh. Well, this is lovely. And he goes, I hope that's all right.
That's awesome. What a good friend.
So he tried to get that going on, but I was just like, it's Chris, so I kind of half expected it. And he goes, no, I'm just kidding. Allie's still here. And she comes running down the hallway and she goes, I'm here. And she gave me one of her monster hugs. Probably cracked a rib. I don't know. It's been hurting. And we had a great dinner of chicken and garlic stuff. I don't know what it is. Chicken. It was fun. Then we watched Workaholics.
Oh, I love that show. Mm-hmm.
But they're doing great. They miss you too, Terry.
Oh,
just not enough.
Not enough to send me in.
I'll yell at her about that. She had to do it like 300 of them. Oh, it's going to be at Mickey Grove, though. Can you believe that?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yes, Ryan? You do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
You're right, Ryan. Sorry.
Dum-dum-dum. Mickey Grove Park.
Mickey Grove Park. Are you kidding me right now?
I don't give a shit about baseball.
What? What?
No, it's like a zoo.
What?
Like a...
I don't understand.
But it's like super run down because no one goes there anymore.
So no one went there before.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, shit tons cheaper just to go there instead of doing something cliche and pay a shit ton of money. Because they're doing the wedding all by themselves. Yeah. But the good news about that, don't got to pay for a fucking hotel.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Show up. Unlike some people.
You're just crashing my wedding.
Considerate people.
Some people that do nice weddings. Got it. Well, I never
Ryan, your wedding was lovely. I had a wonderful time. I did. It was really nice to actually be up there. I've never been to Tahoe before.
I can't believe that. That's nuts.
Yeah. It was fun. It. We got to saw that, see that one drunk lady. It was like, I'm going to turn around.
I wish I could have
been that. I hope she did. I know she did.
Yes. I know she did.
My dad's leaving for Tahoe on Sunday. They go out there for Thanksgiving, but my brother and my mom don't get out of school until Tuesday. Like, that's their last day. They have to go Monday and Tuesday. So my dad's going to drive back down, pick them up, and take them back up to Tahoe until next Sunday. That's all. He gets like 2 days in Tahoe by himself. That's so awesome. I'm jealous. And the snow. It's supposed to snow like 5 feet this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm jelly. Although I'm allergic to cold, so I don't really shouldn't be there. But
you're allergic to cold?
Every time we bring this up, someone
I don't have to bring this up. I don't have to bring this up every time because you don't listen.
He gets all poofy. Dumb. He gets poofy. There you go. It's
gross.
Sounds disgusting.
Nobody likes to gross. Be around.
It's like I got stung by a jellyfish.
No one wants to be around Ryan when he's cold. Or when he's hot. Or when he has gas.
Or ever.
Or like nobody comes to see you during Christmas.
No one sees Ryan.
Hey, I have feelings, guys.
Do you? Because sometimes I wonder.
Are they buried under there?
Or are you allergic to those too, Ryan?
It's true. I don't even care.
I don't even know. I'm going to go to the doctors and ask, where's my feelings at? How are my feeling levels?
Well, I think you have a dead feeler.
Oh, no. No.
Is there something you can do? Not really.
Absolutely not.
Not really.
You're gonna die.
Am I gonna die? No, but you're probably gonna be an ass the rest of your life. Is that the medical term?
Yes.
Bitch.
Yes, it is. How did you know?
You're he's looking through his text. He's just like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Anymore?
Probably, yeah. It
says it on Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. Oh, man. What if that becomes the next Wikipedia? People are like citing it.
See it on WebMD.
Citing it on like papers in high school. Where'd you find these facts? Urban Dictionary. It's at the bottom of my citations.
No. I'm sure you'll see my sources are all in order.
Well, nine gag.
Nine gag.
I hate kids.
What?
You're going to be a lovely father, Ryan.
Haven't you just sat down with your kids and beat them?
So, we're a little whiles into this podcast already, and we've barely talked about Halo 4. Huh?
That's my favorite game.
How did you like it, Dwight?
I happen to love the game very much. I've played it every single day for at least 6 hours a day for one day.
Now say it without lying.
For one day.
You said it. I didn't lie. I played it every single day for 6 hours a day for one day.
60% of the time, it works every time.
So, I the DMR is fucking amazing now.
Amazing!
Oh, you know, my! It's still always been pretty good. You know, I like
I loved it.
Sniper, fucking, it feels great.
I love that sound it makes.
Yeah. Battle rifle still real good. Everything is great. Like everything is the next step up. Like the sounds are fantastic. The
sounds
are
amazing.
Much better.
That assault rifle sounds.
Grenades are a little.
Grenades
funky.
Are a little weak. A little weak for my taste. I want some I hope they update it, get them stronger like they did in Halo 2. Is that the one they upgraded the grenades to get stronger?
I can't remember.
Because they made it. Remember, they made it a shorter time too. It would like half a second.
Yeah. But I like the new grenade. The
pulse
forerunner but
pulse grenade.
Is that what it is called?
It's called pulse grenade.
Yeah.
I like that mainly because it's a deterrent. You know, yeah. I like anything that can keep someone from going one way. So if someone's behind a rock and you're like, oh shit, I want them to come out on the left side, yeah, and throw that grenade on the right side and force them out. You know, it's a good, you know, deterrent.
And if you can otherwise, if you can get it right next to it too, it'll make them like back out really quick because they think it's going to blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried SWAT yet?
I haven't played any I haven't touched multiplayer except for Forge, and I'm level 3, I think. Just from Forge.
Yeah, you get some decent experience from Forge now, like compared to what it used to be. So are you making a good map?
I only have one map, and it's sort of a test map just to kind of get the feel of things, but I'm excited to go back into it and actually make something legit. I want to make a map that we can use for everything.
Do you want to help me and Tyler?
Are you guys making a cool map?
I'm making Lockout.
Oh...
No,
you guys can do that. I don't want to do remakes of anything, dude. I want something that's our Halo 4 map that we can play. We need to get some footage of us just playing
custom
free for all against each other, you know?
Oh man. Hell yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna do another one of those play dates. We got up to like 14 people, I think.
That's not bad.
In the party, and if we could film it, that'd be even better.
Yeah. Well, so you will be able to.
Yeah,
next
now that
week.
I can do that, that's what I'm saying. I need to do another one. Mm-hmm. Get some more people out, because it was a blast, Alex, right?
Yeah, it was.
We had a good time.
I've been meaning to actually do a play date for Minecraft on the Xbox.
I don't have it for that.
Yeah. Not many people do, but, you know, I don't play mine enough, really.
And
it'd be an easy way of playing with people, because I don't have to set up a server and give out IPs, because...
That's true.
The Xbox locks it out, you know?
Huh.
So, I think it'd be fun.
I'd like to do like a Mongoose Regicide thing. That'd be fun to have footage of, since it's all free for all. We're just killing each other.
That'd be pretty cool.
And it's 3-on-3, so we don't need a lot of people.
So you guys asked what I thought of it. What about you guys?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You guys have actually played it a shit ton more than I have. And Terry, you haven't barely played it. You haven't played it.
I haven't watched
me play it.
We need to get you in, Terry. You'll like it. I think you will like it.
I will have it on the 19th.
Okay. All right. Well,
hopefully.
Well, I personally am really enjoying the game. It took me a few games to get reacclimated. I think it plays different than Reach. I hit the hitboxes pretty good in Reach. They made the head hitbox kind of smaller, like the kill. Like I'm playing a lot of SWAT now again since it's back, and hitting them from behind is a little harder than it. Yes, yeah, a little harder than it used to be. Like, it used to be a lot easier to shoot somebody from behind. And
I
he'd reach.
Get headshots all day in SWAT.
Yeah, I do too. DMR. Dude, the DMR, though, I thought I was going to go back to the battle rifle like in Halo 2, where I was beast in SWAT. But no. Yeah. It's all about that DMR.
DMR to me feels a little overpowered.
Yeah, it's dope. Dude, people use the battle rifle all the time, and they get good, like, because you can get that sweep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but you can do that now too with that. It's back with the battle or the DMR where you can kind of like sweep really quick and you shoot him in the head. Like you kind of like wanted your bullet. But I like it. I like the ordnance drop. It's cool that it keeps going even after you die, because it makes it more equal for everyone. Like if you can actually get kills, no matter how many times you die, you'll still get your ordnance drop.
Can we talk about the announcer for a second? Like nobody mentions him. But it feels like he's got more emotion when he announces shit now.
He talks like, a lot more.
He yelled. Like it sounded like he was disappointed in me when I dropped the flag.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, he's like,
you suck. It's like the announcer from DDR, man. He just shot you down at any time
you
fuck
up. Have
you
had breakfast today? Yeah. Are your legs working? Asshole.
Oh, he was awesome.
You're some kind of bitch.
I have good hand-eye coordination. My feet, on the other hand...
He's not that bad about it, but
no, he's like, but he talks a lot more now. He's like,
he does. He expresses his voice more.
Oh,
like
when he gets
a Hail Mary, it's like he's a Hail Mary. Yeah.
Oh, I love when you get an assassination himself. Now. It's just like he's like excited. Assassination.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree. And regicide. I love it. He talks a shit ton though. I'm like, hey, calm down.
All right, maybe dial it down a bit.
But he like says more like he used to be, lost the lead, gained the lead. Red team has lost the lead.
Teammate, join. I'm glad they added that join.
Oh, me too. I'm so glad they added that. I mean, sometimes it's frustrating because Halo's a really fast-paced game, and you get into a game, and if you're behind by 10, or you're done, you know?
Yeah, but you always have those assholes who join the game, and they'll stand there doing nothing for like 5 minutes, and then they'll disconnect.
Yep. It's not too bad, though. People seem to join and play more on this than anything else.
Yeah, it tells you when they join. It's like, teammate, join!
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. Alex, we need to play together more.
Mm-hmm. The multiplayer
Terry, we'll play. We'll play.
Oh, yeah.
Without them, you know.
Yeah.
What?
I already invited you.
We need to play together more.
Yeah, Alex plays more, and we need to play together more. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'll play because you're not inviting me, Ryan.
I invite you all the time.
No, you
are upsetting Dwight right now, Ryan.
Dwight always gets upset. That's not my problem.
You get a new Halo game, and you never invite me to things.
Last time I got a new Halo game, we went and picked it up together and played it at your house.
Yeah,
this time we stayed up for 5 hours straight and beat it.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What?
You guys beat it on the hardest mode in 5 hours?
Yeah, dude, people have been leaving comments it took them 8 hours with a full party on Heroic.
Yeah,
dude,
we just balled it, dude. We did. We balled it hard, man.
That's a testament.
That's cool, but I mean, 5 hours?
Five and a half.
No, it was 5 hours and 12 minutes.
Well, like, five, I'm saying.
That's what it said. I had played the campaign before I played anything else. Sorry, Terry, what?
That doesn't include
cutscenes. Make it 6 hours or something. I don't know.
Like, we should have stretched it?
No, not you guys. I'm talking about the three.
No, dude, we were good. Like, we didn't die a whole lot. Like, if you watch the playback, we really...
Yeah, I was a little surprised.
Halo didn't have the multiplayer, I would say a 5 hour single player is unacceptable.
But it wouldn't.
It wouldn't be a game. There's no way.
It took me like 2 hours to get through the first level. I mean, I did have a couple skulls on, but
I'm surprised we didn't have any of the fun skulls.
I didn't know they were available. If not, I would have.
Yeah, like birthday party or
birthday party. So with that pop now, because they pop when you shoot them in the head. They go.
I don't know, but
the guns do.
Or the alternate text or dialogue or whatever. That's always fun.
Yeah, I'm doing my single player run through, and then I'm running Alex through.
We're halfway done.
it's just when the four of us play, like, especially me and Tyler and even Sean, because the three of us always play Halo together, like, and always have.
Yeah,
more than anybody else, because Tyler like lived at my house.
I think another big thing too is that, like, I play support a lot, so I hang out in the back. I think that actually helped out a lot for our gameplay, because I was the beacon, you know. I hang out in the back with the sniper poking things off, and you know,
cannon fodder.
Yeah, and then you guys would just spawn on me instantly every single time.
Just run.
Yeah, and just keep going back in.
Yeah, so. we were good. Like, we were, man, there was a time where like the three of us, well, I think you were back shooting something with the DMR, the three of us assassinated something. I think I had a grunt.
Did you rewatch the video at all, Ryan?
I skimmed through it a little bit. I want to watch the whole thing when I have more time.
You should go and just watch the part when we're at the last level with the jets or whatever, at that one part where you guys were all dead and watching me, and like you're like, you gotta go right, and I like hit the wall, and then I went right, and I was like, I don't know how the fuck I made it through those pillars.
You bounced, like you hit like straight onto a wall, bounced onto another wall upside down, and then flipped upright and kept flying.
Yeah, and then I made it out, and everybody was like, oh shit.
And then we all just spawned.
Yeah. I love that part. I was going to cut that one part out and just upload that one part. But, yeah.
Dude, that part's a blast. Like, that's what Halo 2 was missing, was something like that. Because all the other ones that have had it are just fucking awesome.
Yeah, Halo 1 had that long-ass drive out, right?
Yeah.
And Halo 2 long-ass drive across the autumn.
Toward the Ark.
3 had the Ark. To the Ford on the Dawn. And Reach didn't have one either. It just had that bitch of an end level where you had to get to the Mac Cannon.
That was sad at the end, though.
And then, yeah, and then you had that freaking Crisis Core scenario. For any of you Final Fantasy fans out there.
Terry.
No, I never played Crisis Core.
It's so sad, Terry. Because you know. It's just sad.
You know how it ends.
You know, it's just sad. But yeah, that was fun as shit. Fun as shit flying through there, man. And there was another long scene where we were on like mongooses, right? Oh, through the fucking infinity.
From the hangar?
When I was in the Mantis. Then you guys were driving on mongoose. You remember?
You were in the Mantis, and we were
like
on
the third level, and you're like in the infinity. And okay. It's the first time you get the Mantis, and I'm like walking through, and you guys were all on mongooses.
Yeah, what about it?
That was like kind of a fun little chase scene too.
Oh yeah, yeah, like because you had to blow up the bridges to get through them.
Yep, and then I would stomp and kill everybody.
Yeah, yeah, you blew up. I think everybody else's mongooses except for mine. Halfway through,
I think I blew up Alex's too on our playthrough.
Yeah, you did.
The Mantises are cool.
They are cool.
Fun stuff. I was doing some damage testing when I was working on Forge. And, man, regular bullet fire on those things, just forget about it. Like, it's going to take you... You're going to waste ammo, so much ammo, trying to blow those things up. You need explosives, so...
Yeah, you do.
You know you can charge the missiles, right?
I'm talking about killing it.
Yeah, he's talking about killing it. Because it's machine gun destroys Banshees.
Yeah.
And then you can charge up the thing and it homes... I hope they put one in Spartan Ops. Those things are fun as shit.
I haven't done Spartan Ops yet.
Yeah, we're waiting on Terry.
Okay, guys. Spartan Ops.
I don't know why.
I'll tell you what. Spartan Ops, I don't know if it's just me. Sean says he has a hard time with it, and he thinks I'm lying when I say it's easy. But I feel like it's really easy. And I put it on Legendary every time.
Interesting. I don't. I wouldn't be able to give you.
Maybe you're just super good at the game, Ryan.
Well, I just want them to put skulls in there too. I think that'd be fun. But I like it. Spartan Ops is fun. I like the videos. They're really like video game quality. You know, they're like the game. Lasky looks great.
Lasky looked fine.
Lasky in the show, the Forward Unto Dawn thing, was bald.
Yeah, he was a recruit.
No, when he was zipping up the thing at the very end when he went into cryo. You remember?
It wasn't.
He was bald, dude.
Mm-mm. What are you talking about? When he went into cryo?
Okay, at the very end of Forward Unto Dawn, after he had that whole fucking flashback with the chief and all that, and he's on the Infinity.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he's zipping up his thing to go into the cryo chamber. He's bald there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go watch it.
Well, then it's not the same actor, is it?
No, it's definitely. It doesn't even look like him in the game.
Yeah, it's not the same person. That's why.
But it is Lasky because he's holding the fucking.
No, it is. It is Lasky, but it's not the same actor.
No, I know. But then here's the thing: why is he bald in the show, and then he's got hair in the game?
Because obviously they cast the wrong person.
Yeah,
only
dummy.
Nerds like you would even give a shit.
Yeah, nerd.
Nerd.
Nerd. What?
Well, you know what, though? I mean...
You got nothing to say now, huh?
Yeah, what's up? Nerd got the words.
Are you guys talking to me? Because I was actually watching the video.
No, what? They're yelling at Alex.
Yeah, they're busy yelling at me like a bunch of a-holes.
Sorry, Alex. I didn't mean to...
I'm sorry. What did you say, nerd? You just say a-holes. Why don't you say assholes like we do?
Alex, I'm not even mad. I was looking into your thing. I believe you. Like, I don't know what these guys' problem is.
Do you guys follow the Val on Twitter?
No.
You should. He's been posting a lot of pictures of, like, the first stuff from Xbox. Since it, you know, it's turn 10 and everything like that, or turn 10. He's been posting like a lot of old stuff, like when he first created E, which was the very first gamer tag ever created on Xbox Live. And he's posting all these other really cool stuff, like their first data centers, like when they're wiring them up and everything like that, or when they got shipped in, which is the picture to the next picture over to the right that I just sent you. Just seeing all those fucking servers back in 2002. For a nerd like Alex, this should be interesting. You got like garden hoses or something there. I don't know what those are for.
there for watering.
Alex, Alex.
Hmm?
How awesome is the Infinity?
It's huge.
It has like freaking, what is the Amberclad? What class ship was that?
That I don't know.
12.
Whatever size that is, the Forward Unto Dawn, it can like store that size of ships inside of it.
It can store many of those.
Yeah, many. How crazy
it is that a
shit?
Stalwart class.
It's if that so. Helps. It does. I have the book that came with the limited edition and describes everything about it. Come on. What kind of amateur are you dealing with here? Fucking guy.
You tell.
So I've been reading Cryptum, and I'm almost done with it.
You like it this time?
Man. Yeah, I guess. It's still a little confusing, but I'm following it.
I gotta get the third one. I'm behind on that book.
Oh, the Silent something. Yeah. Silentium. Yes. Oh,
man. I wonder if they're going to come out with the next book that's going to lead us to the next game. Oh, got a hard on.
Well, see, between the last one that came out that's supposed to lead to Halo 4,
uh-huh,
and then Halo 4 itself, there's kind of like a gap in between there.
So you think they're going to fill it in?
Yeah, they still have one more book to come out with to fill that in.
Probably to fill that in and lead into the next set of books for leading up to Halo 5.
Yeah, probably.
Smart, right, Terry?
So smart.
Right. Because you have the Covenant who are coming to Requiem. But they are nowhere near doing that in the books.
I'm like a quarter finished with Cryptum. I stopped reading.
I already read it like twice.
I started the book like three times.
Yeah, that's my problem with Glasslands. It's not like I don't like it. I just get distracted with other shit.
Cryptum is weird because for me going into it basically blind, not reading any of the other books, it was weird for me to like read about this
even,
dude that...
It has nothing to do with the other books.
Yeah, even when you read the other books and you read Cryptum, it's still the same way because it has nothing to do with anything.
You have an only thing we still... You know, the only thing in all the books you know about the Forerunners is not much more than you learn in the games. Like, really, it's not.
He says that they have long-ass names.
Oh, Ryan!
Is that the name of your people?
But anyway, yeah, they have really gross names. No, you didn't even learn that in any of the other books.
No, you don't.
I'm just talking about Cryptum, and Cryptum's just like, bam, here's the Forerunners in a nutshell. Well, not even a nutshell, here's the Forerunners in three books. Have fun. And you have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. No clue. Why is it millions of years in the past and the humans are stupid as shit, but they, even farther in the past, they had spaceships? See?
Yeah, well, see, that's what confused me. It's like, the humans are like a sub-race.
Yeah.
You know, like, they go to this planet, and they look like, or they, you know, I don't know what they look like. They're like
tribes
people.
They're Neanderthals and...
Yeah, they're wearing, fucking leaves and stuff.
But they call it Air Tyrene or some shit like that.
Yeah, it means like Earth, yeah.
They call it Air Tyrene or whatever.
Yeah.
Man, that's
so what
humans here.
So what race is the guy that comes down and
he's a Forerunner.
Spartan? He's a Forerunner.
The Born Stellar?
Huh.
He's the a main Forerunner. Character? The main character is a Forerunner, yes. They were at war. That's what they were at war, humans and Forerunners, and humans lost and their punishment.
Well, see, the thing is, the humans were fighting two different wars at the same time.
Yeah, they were fighting the Flood.
Yeah, and while they're fighting the Flood, they're fighting the Forerunners at the same time.
And then in the books, you learn that the humans found the cure for the Flood, or the way to fight the Flood. But when they regressed their genes to be stupid, they lost it. And so now they had no idea.
They did lose it, but they never shared it with...
Yeah, they never shared it with anybody. So that's why they...
You...
Yeah.
Why would they do that? That's dumb.
Because they had taken it upon themselves to destroy everything else to stop the Flood. It's crazy.
I know. They're over here fighting the Flood, trying to fucking save the galaxy, and they're getting their asses kicked by Forerunners, so they're like, mm-mm, fuck you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because the Forerunners are all proud bitches.
So the Forerunners are, all right, whatever, we'll build Halo.
Yeah.
What's up?
We'll kill everything.
And then they originally there was 12 Halos, but then they lose one.
The parking
brake was off.
The AI steals it.
And the Forerunner, the main character, is like, how do you lose something that big? Where the fuck is it?
Yeah, that was crazy. Man. Those are good books, dude. They're all pretty well written.
But see, didn't the games have 7 Halos?
Yeah, they lose their... There's a...
Yeah, they lose those ones, too.
No, they're like trying to escape when there's like civil unrest in the Forerunners, and then a few of them get blown up because the Flood broke loose.
But doesn't the Ark build more?
I can't. They explain it in one of the books. I have to read it again, but like why it doesn't build them again.
I thought it did build one in one of the games.
Yeah, it did in Halo 3.
Yeah, so...
But no, it explains why it didn't rebuild the other ones.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Oh, it wasn't active, and then I don't know, some shit. I can't remember. I'll have to read it.
No, and then they talk about something else in the book that I don't think we've seen yet, but it's got like 4 arms or whatever and a tail with a big ass spike on it.
The like sphinx looking thing. That's how I imagine it. Kind of looking like a sphinx.
No, sphinx thing. It's the sphinx thing is the Didax old warriors.
But I think they have life in them too, like the.
They have memories imprinted into them. But I'm talking about when... It was like, I don't know, it was all caged up on another planet where it was like the capital.
Oh, like that ancient evil?
Yeah,
like that more thing. By the locked up by the precessors or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, and that the humans found it, but they never opened it because they were like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That's crazy.
And it's just missing.
Damn, I gotta read the last book. I gotta see what the
fuck we still haven't seen yet.
Shit.
Not even in the games. So there's still more to Halo.
Well, yeah. I don't want to spoil anything, so I don't want to say anything. Oh, shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on tonight.
Yeah, I know. It hasn't been this bad since you first got it.
I don't know.
Huh.
Hey, oh, well, I guess we shouldn't talk about...
I don't want to talk about the campaign either, but I have a couple things that I need to talk to you about that I'm some concerns.
Yeah, same here. All these things we can't talk about.
Hey, I got a question. Why ain't that Halo as good as the Duty? It's a ripoff.
Has anybody played the Duty?
That's what it is. Duty, you ripping off Duty. Okay, hey, Duty had theater mode first. And then Duty had guns first.
Oh.
You getting guns and retexturizing them and fucking the sounds up and then putting aliens in and thinking they're zombies.
Putting it in space.
Huh? Bam.
Halo came
back.
Just rips your whole world apart there.
There was this super long-winded comment on one of Rooster Teeth's Halo videos of some guy who said all of that. I'm not even joking. He said all of that.
What was the response? Did he get ripped apart?
He got ripped apart by thousands of people, but it was voted up a bunch because I think we would, it was just fucking stupid.
Because everybody wanted everyone to see it so they could all hate him.
There's nothing wrong with Call of Duty. Like, I've played a lot of their games. They're fun. They are, relatively the same thing because they use the same
engine
a lot.
They are recycled.
But, that's to be expected with a major brand. A lot of people say the same thing about Halo, but I think Halo differentiates itself a little bit more between versions.
Yeah, you can tell. Look at those graphic updates from each one.
Yeah, even from anything, yeah.
And it's funny, too, with people saying, it's like, especially for Halo 3, is like, Halo 3 looks the same as Halo 2. And like, you're the same guy that said the same thing for Halo 2 and Halo 1. In theory, Halo 1 looks just as good as Halo 3, which it does not.
Yeah, and neither did... And Halo 2 did not... Or Halo 3 looked a lot better than Halo 2.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I saw that. It's like, the Call of Duty crowd, they get a lot of flack for having very rude people.
They beg for it.
Very rude people.
Yeah, they beg to be hated. They beg to be hated.
Yeah, and I don't like hating people at all, because I get a lot of people, you know, who send me messages on Twitter and stuff, you know, especially after podcasts where we talk about Call of Duty and stuff. They're like defending the Call of Duty people, saying it's like, oh, well, I don't do that. You know, I'm not that type of person. I know you're not. It's just, if you've ever worked retail for a game store, you just understand these crowds differently. Like, Halo is full of fanboys. The people who like Halo, they love Halo. They really like Halo. People who like Call of Duty like Call of Duty because a lot of people like Call of Duty. And then you play a lot of Call of Duty because a lot of people play Call of Duty, which attracts a much larger crowd. Like, it's just pure, like, facts. More people playing a game,
we don't want
chances
them.
Are there are going to be a shit ton of assholes in that group. You know?
We don't even want them. They don't play Duty. I don't give a shit.
No, that's fine. They're going to play Duty because they hate Halo, but...
Halo, just, more like Galo.
It's just, we're all gamers. You know, I want to get a little gay here and say, why can't we just play games and have fun playing games? Why do we got to hate other games?
Because the Duty community is full of assholes. Because
Halo's gay. Copying Duty. Where's your zombie mode, huh?
Hey, man, we all run into assholes everywhere. Halo's full of them.
It is. There's some Halo assholes.
But Halo's like the game that everybody plays in parties. Like, you rarely run into people talking.
Yeah.
Like, there's usually either a party or people have their mics unplugged. Like, Call of Duty, you just always hear people talking shit all the time.
Well, a lot of that is people recording. Like, that's the thing to do in Call of Duty. You go in there, you start shit to record it, and then you put it up on YouTube and be like, trolling Modern Warfare 3, noob sucking dick at guns.
No, but then you have all those people. You have those people who would have their mics plugged in, but they'd have nothing but horrible music blasting through it.
Oh yeah, there's some people that do that too.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Doesn't it though? Doesn't it? That's exactly what it sounds like.
They're just oblivious about what's coming through their mic.
Yeah,
Mom, I don't care. No, shut up. Mom, no.
I told you, clean your room, boy.
Mom. Listen here.
Stop beating me! No! Stop it! You're ruining my KD!
I took a real dark turn real quick.
I want to see a Call of Duty game come out where there's no KD. It's just that statistic isn't available.
Everyone raging.
I just want to see it.
Why?
Because that's the thing with Call of Duty. Like, I played Call of Duty a lot, and KD meant nothing, but it meant everything.
Mm-hmm. You know? That is the way the world ends.
Got a 2.3 KD.
I care
when
about
we
my
stand up. When we stand straight up,
you don't stand a chance.
You don't stand a chance. Killed that guy so many times. Him and his buddy left. Lost 6 games in a row and just couldn't take it.
Yeah, whatever. The game that we all played the most for a long time was the game that kept track of who you killed.
Ow. What? No, Ryan, that's not KD, though.
No, I know. You were just like, I killed this guy so many times. Battlefield, man. How many? He's just looking at goddamn trophies. Like, oh, this bitch, I remember knifing him 5 times.
Yeah, it's always weird, like, going back in Bad Company 2 and seeing the tags and, like, how many you have. It's like, I don't remember... I do remember stat. That guy had a terrible day. Yeah. You feel bad.
I love just, like, seeing them, like, stacked. You're just like, Jesus, I got a guy 10 times. Is he okay?
Getting Carrie's tags was a thing for a while.
Yeah, Alex's tags were fun to get. Getting mine, I don't think everybody still has mine. I kept my... Take my cab.
Terry's was hard to get.
Terry's
George,
were hard.
George was a sneaky little fucker.
Who?
He'd come in and just like take your tags out of nowhere. Yeah,
George was the best at getting tags.
It was fucking Terry went to go jump off a roof, and George was chasing him. And as Terry jumps off the roof in midair, George stabs him and takes the tags off of him.
Just like, pulled them off his neck. Stands above him, holding him in his hand, looking down.
I remember that day. Terry was like, what? George was like, oh!
Do you guys remember when I got my first knife?
No.
I jumped, some guy was jumping. I think it was Dwight. You were there, right? That guy was jumping over the fence. And I just, like, knifed him right in the face. I think you even, like, you posted something about it. I gotta look that shit up.
Maybe. I just... But, that was all blur to me.
It was crazy. Dwight's
always posting shit.
Dwight's always
posting
shit.
Yeah.
Stop posting shit all the time, Dwight. Everyone hates it.
God, I gotta see Alex post something every 5 minutes.
Yeah, fucking Alex, you're at, like, fucking, what, 10,000 tweets now?
Yeah.
Fucking shut up! Tweet all the time.
10,211 tweets, and he only has 869 followers. I almost caught you. Shut up.
Tweet it all right now.
Dude, I got freaking 349 tweets. I don't say much. When I do.
When you do, no one
remembers. Zena, tweet something right now. I can hear him typing.
That was me.
No.
I'm fucking tweeting shit. I'm telling everybody that you need to tell Alex to shut his ass.
I'm doing the same thing.
Shut that 10K ass down. Tweets.
Bunches need to shut that ass.
Those tweets are also, you know, replies to other people.
Yeah, I know. But you have conversations with people on Twitter. That's not what Twitter's for. You respond once, and then you ignore that motherfucker.
Alex, or Dwight, tell me if this is inappropriate to post on Twitter.
Tell Alex asking to Ryan, shut probably.
The fuck up.
People are going to take it out of context, because not everybody reads.
Yeah, like, now everybody's going to get all serious about it.
That's why I said needs to shut that ass.
Because everybody will understand that.
All right.
Yep. I'm starting a new hashtag called AssShutdown2012.
Damn.
Sounds intense. I won't be getting in on that. Alex already retweeted it. What a bitch.
Can't expect me not to.
He's got 10K tweets, man.
God damn it, Alex.
You have 350, Ryan. That's funny. That's more funny to me, actually.
Why, that I have so few?
You have so few.
Does anyone else feel like they level up every time they hit, like, a new 100, like, on their...
No. For me, it's, like, every 1,000 or so.
Yeah, well, now for you, but when you were starting.
Oh, you know what? Let's talk about how your Zelda's going, Dwight.
Oh, yeah, how is that
fantastic. Going? Have you guys ever played Ocarina of Time?
Yeah. You guys remember that game?
It's a great game.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Nah, for those who don't know, Terry and I are streaming Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time because I've never owned a 64. I've only ever played it at people's houses and stuff like that. So playing Zelda was always like, just play my save type of thing. So I'd only play bits and pieces of certain things, and I've never beaten it. So I've taken it upon myself that I need to beat certain games in my life before I go to the great Halo in the sky. And
one last
Ocarina of Time would be the first one. Then I'm going to do Majora's Mask. Maybe? I don't know. It depends on how much I want to still play a Zelda game afterwards, because there's some other ones that I want to play. Final Fantasies being another one. Like, I've never beaten 7, and a lot of people would hate me for that. A lot of people wouldn't care
if I did or not.
Terry says I should start with 2, work my way up.
I agree with that.
You know? Which is, I'm okay with that as well. It's just those old school... I don't like the time stuff. I don't like having to wait for, like, to do turns and stuff.
Well,
you know, for battling.
Make it active.
Yeah, there's that, but you're still kind of waiting, aren't you?
Why don't you just put it on an emulator and do it on fast forward?
I think it's just the fighting style that I have difficulties enjoying.
I haven't played a game not in fast forward in so long. Like, old school games.
And, it's been, the game, it's been a blast. I'm having a ton of fun. There are a lot of people in the chat who yell at us if we miss one thing. Like, they don't give me time to figure it out on my own. They're just like, fucking throw the bomb! And, which is, it's great when I ask for help. When I ask for help, then, yeah, by all means, flood me with helpful. But there's people that are, like, basically guiding me every fucking second. They're like, okay, now go do this. Go there. Why you didn't go there? Hey, turn, you gotta go there. You just walked that. Go back. But the tweet, the stream is delayed. by like 5 or 10 seconds or whatever. So like, I may have already figured out something before they post. That happens every now and then. I don't know.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, Terry. That's why I have Terry along. Terry's not playing at all. He's just there to help me out when I need help, and you know, have a fun time and
to silently judge you.
He is your
silently happy. Judge me. But the way we're doing the spin on it, Team Mongoose style, is that Terry and I are voice acting a lot of it. And
the great Deku tree,
and a lot of hand acting as well.
We are method actors.
Yeah, Terry does a great
Prince everything.
What's the prince's name? Is it just Princess Lumps?
Oh, Lumpy Space Princess.
Lumpy Space Princess. He does a great one of that. So basically, every girl that we ever come across in the game is Lumpy Space Princess. And it's great.
Oh my god. Oh no. Zeldor. What are you doing here?
Yeah, my guy's name is Zeldor. Legend of Zeldor. He's fantastic.
He is a great hero.
He's a little slow because he rolls into things a lot.
All the time.
It's just...
You can't stop.
I press A when I want to go on things because I think A is jump, so I just like jump up on vines or jump over. It's the fucking roll, and I roll straight into the stuff, and he goes all the time. It's not gonna stop. It's gonna happen all the time. But we play about 3 to 4 hours at a time. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. If you haven't seen it, go on my Twitch and check it out. I've actually recorded the second one, and I'm debating on either cutting it up or just posting it on YouTube as a whole. I probably won't do that. I'll probably chop it out as sort of a review or recap. There we go. That's what I was looking for. A lot of fun. So I'm going to be playing a lot of older games.
What I miss?
Me talking about my Zeldors.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I had to get some eggnog or I was going to die.
It's okay. I understand. Yeah, and that's it. Having a lot of fun.
That's Zeldors.
That's really cool. Doing
Final Fantasy after?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I want to do Majora's, but it may be too much Zelda one after another, you know? Because I hear Majora's is much longer.
It's not longer, but it's a lot... There's more to do.
No.
Because you got to collect all the masks and stuff.
That makes sense.
48 masks or something.
Yeah, like doesn't that mean that it's longer?
No, not necessarily.
Like, it's not long. Yeah, you can beat it quicker. Because, God, how do you explain it, Alec?
You don't have to do the side quests. You could just go straight for the dungeon.
There you go. The storyline is about the same, maybe even a little shorter, but there's a bunch of other shit you can do. Right, Alex? Is that good?
Yeah. Like that couple's mask, which is a real pain in the ass to get. You don't need it.
Yeah.
But you can get it, and it'll probably help you out somewhere down the road.
Or you can just run through and get your basic shit.
There's a mask at the very end. If you have all the other masks, you get another mask at the end that will help you fight the boss a lot easier.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
If you have all the masks, except the last one, obviously, you get a mask that transforms Link again, but into his older self, and he's got all this war paint on him, and he's got a sword and a double helix.
No way!
Yeah.
What?
Well, I might have to play this shit again.
I thought that just happened anyway.
It's his death form's like Fierce Deity Link or something like that. No, that you can only get that mask if you have all the other masks in the game. Because instead of going straight to the final boss, it warps you to this weird area inside the moon where there's a tree. And there's like kids wearing the four boss masks running around, and they ask you to play with them. And by that, you have to finish their obstacle courses, which is hard as fuck. Yeah. And then they give you the mask.
Oh, yeah, I want to play Wind Waker, too.
As fuck.
Wind Waker
is awesome.
I want to play Wind Waker. I think I might play that one afterwards.
Mm. I was really impressed with Wind Waker until I had to go do that other shit. I told you guys all about it, and I got really upset, and I stopped playing.
Wind Waker was fun.
It was fun.
Wind Waker was beautiful.
Until he got me going. I didn't like it because it was all cartoony, but then it grew on me.
It does grow on you. I remember before it came out, they had this one screenshot.
And that was like, Zelda, fuck.
When it looked amazing. And people were like, holy fuck, Zelda looks awesome on GameCube. And then they just turned it around completely and came out with that cartoony look and
it's
everything.
It's not that it looked any amazing, it's that it looked real or more in line with Ocarina and
Majora's. Yeah, I don't know where Ocarina, but
yeah, like a really big
better looking, yeah.
And then they flipped it around on everyone and people got pissed, like, what the fuck is this?
And they played it and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that exactly what happened. They're like, oh shit, okay.
All right. Let's do this.
I get it.
Haven't played a Zelda game
listen,
since.
I get it.
Since Wind Waker.
You didn't miss much.
Yeah, I didn't think
Twilight Princess is alright.
Nope.
I didn't like I played it for about 5 minutes at Tyler's house. And I was
It was okay. It
takes me more than 5 minutes to figure out a Zelda game. It's
it really bridges that gap as to what happens before. What was it? After Ocarina. It tells you what happened to Ganondorf and all that stuff.
Yeah, what happens to
who
him?
Who cares?
He gets raped? Exiled.
You actually read the story?
You mean the text in the game? Yes.
Fuck that noise.
It's probably why you got fucked over at the C chart thing. You're not reading shit.
Probably. That's probably
use
what happened.
It with C.
Can you fast forward it on the GameCube? I'm pretty sure you can use like your C pad.
You're gonna have fun there, Dwight, looking for C charts.
Fuck the
C
charts.
Nah, man.
Dude.
All I do, you know how I get pumped? An hour before a play, I just watch people do speed runs of it, and I'm like, all right, time to go. And then I play nothing like them because I forget things. There was that one guy, Terry and I were watching, Alex, maybe you too, was playing Wind Waker, and he fucking sped through oceans. He was just, he didn't look at his map at all, he was just like straight everywhere. He knew exactly where he was going everywhere. And it was awesome.
That's cool.
And he beat the game.
And he beat the game in like 5 hours.
I think he got his personal best or whatever.
Yeah, his personal record.
I've only played Wind Waker enough to know like the first 20 minutes of the game. But as soon as I get further into it, I'm pretty sure I don't know where I'm going.
Am I the only one that beat it?
I know I beat it, but fucking years ago.
Oh, well, yeah.
I only beat it once.
Good game.
It was good.
So, look forward to that.
Why would you do that?
Terry, at some point you gotta force Dwight to sit down and play Star Ocean.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
You have to, Terry. Terry, you can't let this happen.
I think it's a stretch just to get him to play Final Fantasy.
Yeah, we really have no idea. That is a stretch.
Star Ocean's a whole other beast.
But you can't let this go.
Star Ocean, I just thinking like private actions and all that stuff. Fuck.
Harry, you can't let it do this.
I tried playing.
Think of LaCour, Terry.
I can let that go. I can let Star Ocean go. That's fine if you haven't played Star Ocean. It's an amazing RPG, but it is a chore. That is, so you have to be dedicated if you want to get through that game.
And I'm not.
It's fun though. It was different.
Yeah. I don't even know what made us buy it, but me and my brother bought it just because it looked cool on the back. Or no, he might have read about it or something, but we bought it and played it and like, just even like getting to that first battle, just like, oh, this is how it plays. Oh,
I like this
because it's like action based. Like you get into a fight and then you're in control of one of your characters and you can like run left, right, wherever you want to go. Whenever you hit the button is when you swing and you just run up to stuff and hit them. And it was
isn't
different.
That how Chrono Trigger was?
No,
that was like a hybrid of that and Final Fantasy, where you'd have to wait and do turns and all that. But
well, Chrono Trigger, yeah, with Star Ocean, it'll transition to the battle. scene or whatever.
Yeah, and from there it's all active.
Yeah, and then after that
it's all on you after that.
Chrono Trigger was the monsters are on the screen on the map with you, and when you approach them, then you'll just get into battle positions, but the screen won't transition.
And then you do turn-based.
Yeah.
So wait, you always see, there's no random battles in that? You see the monster?
Yeah, you see them before you get to them, yeah.
And then when you walk up close to them, then it goes into battle stance?
Yeah, then your party spreads out and they all take out their weapons and shit.
So is it timed like Final Fantasy at all? Like, do I gotta wait for killing stuff? Yeah, or can I just go in there and slash?
No, you have to wait.
Fuck. I don't like that. I just want to beat on stuff.
No. Sorrow shows you'll smack something real quick, then back up in case you get fucking hit. Because things will destroy you in that game.
Yeah, that's what they say about Dark Souls, and I'm pretty good at that game.
You haven't got out of the tutorial yet.
Nope, I'm pretty good at it. Pretty good at that game.
It's also, I don't know, I want to play Final Fantasy XIV when that comes out.
Oh, yeah. Let's go into that.
yeah. Terry, you're the superstar of that. Let's talk about that.
So basically, originally 14 came out 2 years ago now. And even in beta, I got into the beta for that. And it was, everyone was excited. It was supposed to be, you know, there was no MMO Final Fantasy since 11. And everyone loved 11, or everyone that played it, you know, had fun with it, whatever. So 14 beta comes out. And it is garbage. Terrible. Everything's really slow. The way that they've designed their engine, it's all really heavy on the server. Like, navigating through the interface and everything is all dependent on the server. So if the server's lagging or you're lagging, you can't even go through your inventory properly. Everything's slow as shit. It was bad. It was a mess. And then they didn't listen to anybody. Whoever was in charge, I forget the name of the guy, but the head director of the game, or the project, he didn't listen to anything, any community feedback. They just shut it down, whatever. They're just trying to push the game out.
They never do.
Yeah, that's been Square Enix's problem. But yeah,
everybody's like,
in this case, you know, this is an MMO, very community heavy.
Yeah.
You gotta listen to people. He was not listening. He wasn't having it. So it releases. They just push it right from beta to release. You know, everybody that hasn't played it is really excited. Everybody that played beta, they're reluctant, but they get it because, you know, it's Final Fantasy. You're going to get Final Fantasy if you're a fan. It's terrible. It was awful. So I think a year goes by. They make it worse somehow. Like, the guy in charge decides it'd be a good idea to add this, like, fatigue system, where basically the more you quest and do things, the more fatigued you get. And at a certain point, you get less experience if you're too fatigued. And that means you either have to change your class or just log out and wait for a day or whatever. And they just add just stupid stuff like that for a long time.
That is probably one of the biggest pieces of shit mechanics that you can ever add in your
limiting
fucking game ever.
People's play. Telling them how to play, like giving them the option to play how they want, and then just limiting that. It's like, why? Why even bother?
Throttling your fucking experience.
Yeah.
Oh, you've played for an hour today. Just, you know.
Just, why don't you go take a break?
Try
something else.
Play Metal Gear or another Final Fantasy game or something.
There was no reason to add that. So a year in, that guy gets. He resigns, I guess, or he steps down. As I understand it, he was, like, removed, but, you know.
Forcefully removed.
As far as the public goes, he stepped down from that position or whatever. So they got this new guy, Yoshida something, I forgot his other name, but Yoshida.
Yoshida Badass.
They call him Yoshi P. That's his nickname in the community, Yoshi P, because everybody loves him. So they gave him a nickname.
Awesome.
So this guy comes into the he gets the job as the head of the project.
He comes in with a massive dick saying, listen, I'm going to fix your shit.
And he comes in, yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Comes in, just swinging his dick around. All right, we're gonna fix that. We're gonna fix that. Just gonna,
it's just like hitting stuff on the table. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that. Get rid of that. Get rid of this.
So he goes around repairing the damage done, but at that point, the damage is done. I mean, it's the kid, there's like nobody playing at that point. But yeah, they fix it. And then the earthquakes happened, or the tsunami happened in Japan. And so after that, they were like, okay, since Japan's all fucked up right now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to suspend all payments. So basically, you can pay for free if you already have the game and you've already been playing. You can play for free for an indeterminate amount of time. I guess at first it was supposed to be like 2 months, and then they extended it because they just didn't have their shit together by then. So everyone's playing for free. Everything's great. Everything's getting fixed. And they're slowly altering the story of the game, changing the direction, because they know that the version that they have is bad, and they need to completely change it. So that's what they're doing now. That's when, at the time, they called it Final Fantasy XIV 2.0. But it's basically supposed to be a complete revamping of the game, ripping apart the engine and making a new one, changing up the server stuff, all that stuff. Basically, redo of the whole thing. So in that year leading up to where we are now, they added a bunch of content, patches, story stuff, all building it up to this final event that they had, on the 11th? Or no, I guess the 10th.
Well, but, explain about the meteor first.
Yeah, so basically, the story, the relevant story, at that point, this guy, the big bad guy of the game, what's his name, Neil Van Darnis or something,
he's Neil, like, Van Mr. Bad Guy.
Yeah, Neil Van Darnis, he's the leader of this evil empire in the game and whatever, and he wants to just destroy everything because he's a psycho, you know, standard bad guy stuff. Wants to destroy the world, so he gets this ancient magic and calls down meteor, which basically is the moon, or one of the moons of their world. Damn. Which turns out to not exactly be a moon. It's like a man-made machine magic ball of magic. So he calls it down, right? And so the cool thing that they did in-game is every time they would do a patch, a big patch, to add content, they would move the moon closer to the planet. So at first, it's just this red dot way off in the sky, and nobody even notices. And then the next patch, it's a little bigger. And then the next patch, it's this big ball in the sky. And they're just like, what the fuck is that? Over the course of that year, the moon, Dalamun is the name of the moon, is slowly getting closer and closer, about to crash into the planet. So then it's the last patch, which I guess added the fight where you can go and fight Neil Van Darnis in an attempt to stop Meteor. So you could go do that. That's the high-level last content thing that they were going to do. So you go and beat him. It's like, all right, you beat him, but at this point, it's too late. There's nothing to stop the Meteor from falling, except, I guess, their last-ditch effort was to go to these 12 locations around the world and, like, pray to their 12 gods or whatever. So that's the last thing you can do. After that, it's just like, all right, you're on your own. So November 10th, they had a countdown clock and everything as of like 2 weeks ago. They had a countdown clock to when the moon would hit, blow everything away.
Impact.
Impact. So that was pretty cool. The 10th is when that happened. So they did their final event where basically this evil empire started moving in everywhere. And like leading up to that, everything was just falling apart. Like in all the safe zones, there would be like random monster attacks, and fucking Atomos was riding around killing people out in the fields and all that. it was chaos. It was awesome. I got to play the last couple days. It was pretty cool, except for I got rolled over by Atomos.
Spawned on you.
I was literally in this little encampment thing in the little booby zone. Mind my own business. I got up for a second to go get something to drink. I came back. My body's on the ground. There's all these giant, horrifying monsters around my body. I look up and Atomos is sitting on top of me. I'm like, fuck. So I had to go away for a while until he despawned. And no one was around to do anything. Everyone was either in the towns or off in the like high-level zones. No one was in the lobby area. So that sucked for me, but it was cool too. So basically, on the 10th, they had their final event where basically the evil empire came and invaded this high-level zone, and I couldn't make it there because it's high-level, and I didn't know where the fuck it was. I don't play the goddamn game, but whatever. And that whole day was pretty horrible too, because so many people were trying to play at once that they couldn't even really get on. There's all kinds of connection issues and shit. But so they had their final event, and then when the countdown hit zero, the server shut down, and then they released their end of an era trailer, which is amazing, and you should all go see it because holy shit.
I will say, I don't know anything about Final Fantasy games other than fucking some shit goes down.
Oh yeah,
and like people have magic and stuff. Mm-hmm. Watching that trailer.
What was it called?
Fucking stoked.
What was it called?
I want to get into this.
Oh, what? Yeah,
I'll link you.
Because I haven't been to a Final Fantasy game since like 8, 9.
I guarantee you, this video, you're going to get fucking goosebumps. Well, you're like, yeah, I don't even know what's going on, man. I just saw a bunch of colors.
Hey, fuck this video, man. Listening to Terry talk, I want to go play this goddamn game.
That trailer is like.
So wait. Okay, Terry, hold on. Let me clarify some shit. So people. Yeah. So Final Fantasy 14 is out.
Yes, well, it's been out for 2 years.
They're releasing another one called Final Fantasy XIV.
It's, Realm Reborn.
It's this. They're like revamping it. It's the same.
So if you
thing,
already own
it's
the
like
game,
how Cataclysm affected WoW.
But do you have to go, except, so you have, are you going to pay full price for another game, or are they doing an expansion?
No, if you already have it, then you get it for free.
Oh, okay. But if you don't, you just can go
if
buy
you
this
don't,
new
then
version.
You just buy it. Yeah.
But they shut down all the servers. Like, if you missed that event, you just didn't get to see it.
Well,
you probably found on YouTube.
The only thing you wouldn't have gotten to see is the fighting. They didn't show that trailer in the game. Mm-hmm. They basically shut down the servers and said, "All right, go to this YouTube link to watch the end of the, I guess, this era of the game."
Which is awesome.
And it is like a Cataclysm, and it's not, because with Cataclysm, it's like they changed the world. With this, they're changing the game like down to the engine, the way it plays. So this is a lot more drastic. It's essentially a new game. It's basically a redo of this game.
That means old Final Fantasy XIV you'll never see again.
Yeah. Well, I think as of now, I think in like a few weeks they're going to turn the servers back on just to let people fuck around until Realm Reborn is ready. But I guess that they took a vote for that. Huh?
Can we talk about the meteor? Like, yeah, when it impacted?
Well, I don't want to ruin the trailer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, watch the trailer.
It actually turns out that they had been dropping like all kinds of hints in the actual story about
Final Fantasy,
about what it is and what, you know, what.
Okay, what I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, so apparently they dropped all kinds of hints, little hints in the game, and everyone
you
was like,
they,
oh,
nobody,
oh.
Like, no,
nobody saw what happened coming though. it's pretty much, and that's the other thing that's. One of their focuses on this one, they want this to be like a complete like fan service to Final Fantasy kind of game. So you can tell in that trailer when the thing happens in the trailer, you know that's what you can expect.
That's when people were like, "Oh shit!"
Also, wasn't there a guy streaming it, or like they took it to like a convention or something, right? The new version of it. And there was gameplay. We watched some German video.
Oh yeah, they showed off the alpha gameplay.
Oh, at the
yeah,
game
it looks awesome.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
like graphics wise, it looks really immersive.
And that's
like,
the thing
environments.
That's the thing that hurt so much about the original game. The original art when it originally came out, it was beautiful. It looks the way it did now. You know.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
They didn't have to do a whole lot of improving on the graphics. All they really do between now and the new one is they're optimizing it so it runs on more systems, but they didn't really change the graphics. That's how it looked back then. That was crazy about it, because that's when fucking quad cores were starting to take off, and that was like one of the early games that was like, if you want to play, you're gonna need a quad core.
When does this game come out?
There's no solid release date. It's gonna be early 2013 though.
God, I hope I can get a computer. I need one so soon.
Just you look at the trailer and look at that CG, man.
I've seen the trailer like 10 times.
That is, I know. Wow, something, oh my god, something terrible is about to happen right now.
When it comes to CG, Square Enix has always just slapped everyone.
They're fucking nailing it. You know, it's weird because Square Enix and Blizzard, their cinematics are fucking tits. Mm-hmm. They're great. Like, just so much better than you see from anything in the theaters.
That's where they spent all their budget.
Yeah, which is cool, you know. Blizzard, they should do better at like making games that have better in-game
than,
you know, what they do. But Final Fantasy, I think they're doing it all right.
Final Fantasy's always been doing amazing CG.
They're always on point with CG, but and then the games just fall short. That's what I'm nervous about this one, because I was excited about 14 originally. And then it fell short.
This is the
I'm a little surprised that this video only has 470,000 views.
This is fucking dope.
That's just
shit.
14. Nobody that doesn't know what they're doing cares, you know?
Yeah.
It's just not as big as it was.
Dude, I don't care what they're doing. If you wouldn't have told me anything, I'd want this game. I've never wanted to play a Final Fantasy this bad since like 8.
That was funny, too, when we were watching the stream. I don't know if you were there, Alex. Were you there?
When what?
When we were watching the streams of the end, the last event.
I think it was just me and Jose for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we were watching it.
The water place and nothing was really happening.
Yeah, nothing happened for a long time.
Yeah, then I just stopped watching because nothing was going
on. God damn.
Because we were
dude with this giant axe. It's just
getting it in. Yeah. Me and Jose were watching and just looking at the chat and watching the viewer count slowly rise, because everyone's joining in and being like, what the fuck is happening? Like, why are there thousands of people watching 14 right now? Who gives a shit about 14? They started watching, they're just like, oh shit, what's going on now? And then they started streaming the trailer at the end, and everyone's just like, fuck. Yeah, that was pretty cool, though. I'm excited. I'm ready to play again.
I love everything about this trailer. Like, to the point where it gets to the turning point.
Yeah.
That really brought it back.
God damn, dude. People that are listening to the podcast right now, if you were near a computer, stop, pause the podcast, go to the website, go to the link bucket where we list all the shit, or just fucking YouTube it if you want, A Realm Reborn from Final Fantasy. Just watch this trailer and then come back to the podcast, because...
If you don't have something to say, get the fuck out.
That's...
Even if you don't like MMOs or Final Fantasy in general, you can respect this video.
Or go to probably any of our Twitters right
now. With the exception of the connection issues and how the trailer was not played in game at the end, that's how you end the fucking MMO. That's how you just blow shit out.
Yeah.
Like if they had shown that trailer when the countdown hit zero in game, that would have been cool.
That would have been epic.
Yeah. You're sitting there in the game fighting your last fight, and then all of a sudden this shit happens. That would be amazing.
I guess the way they did it this way is a little bit more controlled, because if they would have preloaded that video up,
oh yeah, it would have been.
Then people would have, they would have ripped it.
Oh yeah, there's that, and apparently it was just too technically difficult for them, especially if they wanted everyone to watch it at once.
They would have ripped it
to see it at all.
Well, for them to have preloaded something like this into the game, they would have had to release a patch beforehand so people would download it.
Yeah,
and then like there's people. Yeah, someone's got. Someone always goes for the files.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So they would have ripped it.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is that because that would have been? This is for the better.
And it's still very acceptable.
Mind blowing.
Oh yeah.
It's fucking 6 minutes of like some of the best CGI that I've
might watch
seen.
It again right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that part around. I don't even say
the
just,
music
just
is perfect for it too, man.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't have the music on right now because people would be hearing it in the podcast and that would be annoying to them.
Who cares?
Good stuff. to watch it. I'm gonna like it right now. So if you guys pay attention to my ratings,
you can't. Yeah, I don't know why they shut down all their comments and ratings.
Because all the comments just be like, "What the fuck?"
Just spreading the joy. You know?
Yeah, I threw it up on my Twitter already. Terry,
you guys go.
Terry. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will retweet that.
If you shut the fuck up once in a while, I listen to me and Alex talk about Halo, you probably want to play it, but I'm just, whatever.
I'm getting it. I'm going to play it. And I'm more excited about Halo 4 because you're going to fucking make it a point to tell a story.
There's some alpha gameplay, too, on the right of that video, if you guys want to.
Yeah, my problem is all the alpha video they're putting out is like just walking around.
Yeah,
I don't care.
But still, you can. I want, for me, someone who's never even seen gameplay or nothing like that, watching that one video, just seeing how detailed and how amazing their environments look. That alone, for me, being someone who actually likes to explore and like you know do stuff like that in MMOs.
Me too.
This is going to be fantastic. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just it really like a lot of MMOs. They WoW specifically. You feel so disconnected from the environment and your character because you can pull the view like way out and everything like that. Raiders actually does a pretty good job. You feel, you know, small in the environment, which is how you should feel as a person or whatever, an environment that's big. This place, like walking places, it feels like you're there. Like you have a connection with the environment you're in.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that a lot. That's actually the biggest hook for an MMO, I think. If you want people to keep on fucking playing, make your shit pretty.
I agree. I'm so totally,
yeah, make it pop.
Totally
make it pop. Bring the sexy.
Since, Terry, you know so much about this one, this is an Ivalice, right?
No, this is Eorzea.
Eorzea. Okay, I've never heard of Eorzea.
That's because it's only...
Is that the new Ivalice?
No.
Are you speaking Spanish?
Because they've had an obsession with Ivalice for a while.
Well, that's only in 12 and Tactics. Those are the games made by Ivalice Alliance.
Oh, that's probably why.
Yeah.
So what was 11 in?
11 was in Vanadil.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
11 and 14 are in their own little contained worlds. Because they're their main you know, games, you know. So they get their own world. With the exception of 12, I guess. 12 had the Tactics world. Or it was named after it, but not exactly the same.
I didn't like 12. It was beautiful, but the story was lacking.
I liked it.
I didn't. It was too short. It was way too political.
It was very short. It was very political. I liked that, though. It was a nice kind of
it
break.
I didn't like it.
I think what I liked the most.
The only fantasy element in it was the environment, and that was it.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't like it.
And the magic and the summons.
Yeah, but they had nothing to do with anything.
Sure they did.
No, they didn't.
Come on.
No. Like if you go 7, 9, I don't know, probably even 8. I don't remember 8 too much. But they all had to do. They all had ties to the story with the summons or the guardian forces or whatever the fuck they're called. It was all together.
They were called bananas and pajamas.
Not 7.
7, well, I mean, it still had the materia as part of the main storyline.
Yeah, the one materia.
Yeah, but still. It's still there. You know, the big conflict in the story was the magic itself.
Okay. So they did something different.
Yeah, and I didn't like it. It was like, yeah.
Everything was fucking magical in 12.
No.
Those areas with the mist or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. The only fantasy element in the game was the environment. But the story itself had nothing to do with fantasy.
Except for the fucking spirits whispering in the ears of all the powerful characters.
But you can tell and say that guy is a fucking schizophrenic.
Yeah, that's what it was. I like 12. I especially like that it's one of those games where stories, I guess, where there's not really a main character.
Yeah.
It's a story about everyone involved. I could, yeah, especially like that because that Vaughn as a main character doesn't do it for me. Because fuck that guy.
Yeah, Vaughn's a kind of a pussy. But even the bad guy, you barely see him.
Yeah.
He, like, does nothing to impede your way to bring him down.
Till you get to him. He's like, all right, let's fight.
Yeah,
and I don't remember it that well. I just remember I enjoyed it.
I don't know. That's why. I
didn't like the hunting, though. Hunting was.
That looks awesome.
Yeah. 14, hopefully. Hopefully going to turn it around. Everyone seems to be very pleased with Yoshi P. So
Yoshi P getting it in.
Yoshi P getting it in. Just slapping his D on the table.
Nope. Get rid of it. Redo. Nope.
That's wrong.
Starts grabbing everything with his hands, putting it on his crotch. That's what nuts feel like.
You feel that? That's what the next game is going to be like right there.
All right. Get a good feel. Yeah,
huh? You see this? This is going to be a mount. How people be riding this all the way through Mordor?
Oh yeah, they're gonna add Magitek armor mounts.
Oh yeah, you see that in the trailer.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, "What is that Magitek armor?"
Yeah,
that brought it back. Jesus,
that's what he was saying. They're gonna it's gonna be all Final Fantasy fan service in this one. Got Magitek.
I know. I thought they were done with that. I haven't seen that since 6.
No, they want to pull all the elements from all the games. Odin's going to be in the next one.
In the trailer? Right? Odin.
And they're finally putting out PS3.
What's PS3?
The PS3 version.
Oh.
Yeah, because they've been promising that since the game came out. Or since before the game came out.
Well, they're optimizing it for PS3, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. That was an issue, too. With 11, 11 was designed, it was made for PC, but designed with PS2 in mind, like a little too much. Like, you guys played it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
really heavy on, like,
menus.
Menus, and it's made to be compatible with a controller, but it's like, on PC, it's like, drop that
clunky.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's clunky. It just doesn't work well for PC, but I mean, the macros are nice, I guess, but. Really, really heavy on menus. And that was a problem with 14 too. It's really menu heavy. And then you run the menus through the server, it just lags it.
Huh.
So that was a big problem. So that's what they're changing with the next version for PC and PS3. PS3 is going to have their own little setup as far as navigating and hotkeys and stuff.
Are the servers going to be cross-platform?
Yes.
So if I buy it on PC, I could play with someone on PS3.
Yeah, that's how they did it with 11 too. Which was funny back then, because if you were playing on PC, PC came out and it was out for at least like 6 or 8 months before PS2 version came out. So everybody learned how to play the game, everything was cool, and then all this wave of PS2 newbies came. All the PC guys were like, these motherfuckers. Class warfare.
Can we stay on a similar vein but change the subject a little?
Yes.
What are our feelings about Elder Scrolls Online?
I don't know.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
They put out some videos and stuff. Like
I'm ignoring it until the time comes closer. That's where I'm at with it.
I want it to be good.
I want it to be good too. I really do.
But the one thing I did see was so disappointing that I'm just like, I'm putting it out of my mind until the time comes close, which is what I did with Halo. Halo's great.
What did your potato eyes see?
It looked like WoW. Like, it was set up like WoW. And that could just be, because this was super alpha, like, you know, this is super, super early days, so I'm not too sure about what, I'm just going to hold off on it. A lot of people are asking me and telling me, like, hey, a new thing about Elder Scrolls Online came out. I'm like, that's cool. I don't look at it.
Huh.
Speaking of things I don't look at, haven't watched the latest Grand Theft Auto trailer either, but fucking stoked on that. Terry, you watched it.
Yeah, you're not missing anything. I mean, it's more to show off a few key points, like the graphics much better looking, very nice. and the fact that there's actually three main characters that you play in the game.
Interesting. Are any of them Russian?
No.
Any of them black?
Yes, one of them.
All right, that's mine.
Calling it.
You called this.
So, can we get... We are all getting this game on the PC, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, if I can get a new PC by then.
What, Final Fantasy?
God, no, Grand
Pay attention. Oh,
Final Fantasy 2, probably.
I wanna... Yeah.
I don't have a PS3, so...
Yeah, I don't either.
That's happening.
Yeah.
I need to get a new PC. It's one of my next... If I can survive without a car a little longer, but I don't really know.
You should probably get a car first.
We're definitely going to get on the PC.
Yeah. When we get it, it will be on the PC. Because I feel like I'm missing a lot on that game.
Because I really want to play with it on PS3 with the way they set it up for it.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's for 14. What are we talking about now?
I'm talking about 14. I know we're going to have to get Grand Theft Auto on PC regardless.
Mm-hmm. It'll be good times. Good times. Going to be a lot of Grand Theft Auto in.
I'm going to need an upgrade for that.
A lot of airport.
It looks pretty dope.
Yeah. I'm just excited to go back to San Andreas.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Isn't the map like 4 times bigger than Grand Theft Auto 4's?
Oh, yeah. There was a comparison thing.
Yeah, I saw that at the graph.
It's huge. It's twice as big as Red Dead Redemption was. And Red Dead Redemption was fucking huge. So that's happening.
And they're putting jets back in there, I think.
You got your planes and your jets and your choppers.
With the map that big, you're going to need them.
Yeah. It's going to be insane. And it's going to be multiplayer. That's what I always wanted. I wanted the San Andreas world with multiplayer. But by the time Multi Theft Auto had done that, I just didn't give a shit anymore.
You think we're going to be able to work out?
Probably.
Man, I hope. Because I'm going to get fat.
Wait. You guys
think I'll be pounding them burgers. And then I'm going to go pound some natties. Then I'm going to go pound some dudes. With my fists. I'm going to beat them up, I meant. That's what I meant.
You go beat them off.
I'm going to beat those dudes.
You beat those dudes off with my fists. Like pow.
<Yeah. laughs> Like pow pow.
Yeah, I'm ready.
That's awesome.
I actually heard they're aiming for more like March specifically. Because
that's
not
far at all.
Financial. They want to get it within this financial year or whatever, since Rockstar hasn't really done anything this year.
Wait, they're trying to get it out
the fiscal
this year?
Year?
Yeah, the fiscal year. That's the word for it.
Yep.
When did you say it's coming out?
The rumor is March, so they can get it within this fiscal year.
Gotcha.
Rockstar hasn't done anything this year?
Yeah. Because it's, never mind.
So there's going to be a lot.
That'll be what you guys get me for my birthday.
Me too.
Shit.
August.
Yeah, your birthday over.
It's almost here. Hey.
Oh. You make a compelling argument.
I don't get it.
Anyway, those are video games I want.
So there's gonna be
a lot of people are asking if we're gonna get Grand Theft Auto 5. Of course, of course we are.
Standard.
There is no way we're gonna go without that game, and there is gonna be a shit ton of videos coming out for that because I don't think we're gonna get bored of that anytime soon.
I'm really glad to join the group on that.
Good.
Because I've been missing out.
You can get another 4 video out if you install it, Ryan.
If what?
If you install your Grand Theft Auto 4.
I don't have Grand Theft Auto 4.
I gifted it to you.
Did you?
Like fucking 2 weeks ago!
Dude, you're the best friend.
Jesus Christ, man. I was wondering why you were being a dick about it and haven't said anything, because most of the time when I gift you anything, like, I get a text that day like, hey, man, thanks.
I must have not seen it, dude. It must have not sent me the email like it usually does. Ever since I got the ice cream sandwich, my email doesn't, like, update on my phone. I don't know what to do. Thanks, buddy.
Don't love him.
I love him so much. He's so pretty. He's grumpy now.
Of course I am.
Sorry, guys. We're going to have to deal with Grumpy Dwight all night.
Grumpy Potato.
Grumpy Potato. Sounds old and gross.
Lumpy Potato.
So we got Grand Theft Auto 5 coming out early 2013 and Final Fantasy 14.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that'll be basically the first half of our year.
So just play a little Aftermath and a little Halo, and we're there.
And there we go.
You can play a little Halo. I'm going to play a fuck ton of Halo. I got to play more than I've been playing.
You got to start prepping, Ryan, for stuff that you want to do.
I know. I've already been getting some shit ready.
Are you just going to be doing straight gameplay, or are you actually going to do some hints, tips, and tricks?
Maybe. Why don't we talk about this off the podcast?
Okay. Well, I just, you know, I wanted to give a little feeler to the people listening.
Well, I do want to do a solo playthrough on Legendary, going through like finding everything that's special, and okay, like that. I do really want to do that. But other than that, I kind of want to do a variation of Terry's Squad.
Call it Space Squad.
Space Squad. I've been trying to think of a name. That's a. Something I was trying
Space
to do.
Squad.
Space Squad. I was thinking about the Chiefs with the PH.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs.
You should call it Hanging with the Chiefs.
Hanging with the Chiefs. I wanted to call it Sweat.
Sweat.
The thing, though, with Sweat is that Sweat is spelled the same way as SWAT.
Yeah, but you say it Sweat.
Yeah.
Sweat.
So I've been sweating today.
You just put two A's in there, Sweat.
There you go. Or put an H, Sweat.
Yeah, and then I got some other things I want to do with a couple other games, too, so. That I've been dying to do. Damn it, son of a. Get off my cord, dog.
Get off my cord, dog.
I was talking to my dog. Oh. Not you, man.
My bad, Ryan. I thought you were my dog.
It's cool, bro. It's cool. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be filming.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it after the cast. How late are you gonna be up?
Dude, I got nothing going on except for work at 8. But that's what else.
Well, I don't even need that job.
I mean, I got that PBR. I don't even need a job.
It's not even like I asked him to do anything like super important. I just wanted to talk to him. He's like, it's whatever. I'm like, I got a job tomorrow, but what? I don't even need it. I can stay up. You want to talk? We can talk.
Whatever you need, clear your calendar. I'll clear mine.
It's like the best friend that you could ever have. Like, he would destroy his own life just because you felt you wanted to talk to him.
Do you want to talk to him? Let me call in sick really quick.
All right, you got to help me come up with some sort of disease I'm going to have tomorrow morning.
I got AIDS.
I can't go to work.
Just found out.
Come back in Monday morning. Nah, I got that shit in check.
Found the cure for AIDS.
Nah, I beat it.
Nah, I beat that shit this weekend. Legendary, what's up? Okay. Man. Was there anything else you guys want to talk about? We've gone on for like about 2 hours.
I
think we could bust out.
I think we touched out on a bunch of points.
I think we talked about a little more how Alex is a bitch.
Damn. Oh. Alex?
You have something to say, Ryan?
Yeah, you a bitch. You bailed on me yesterday to play some fucking Facebook games.
Oh, yeah, let's bring that up. Alex,
we are not discussing this here.
You ditched Ryan to play a Facebook game on Halo. He asked you to play Halo. You said, no, I'm playing Facebook games.
I was just like,
what's up with that?
It's okay, Alex. I still love you.
Alex played Facebook.
I think Alex is really mad. Alex, you mad, bro?
We are not discussing this here.
Hey, everybody send Alex Facebook game invites. He's down. You need an extra vampire for your mafia? You got one.
He loves that Farmville. Words of friends, you better believe it.
He got so many pigs, and you don't even know.
He'll
send them to you.
Play you with that Bejeweled Bliss all the time.
Bejeweled Bliss?
Bejeweled Blitz.
Oh, excuse me.
Anyway.
So, Alex, how was Kart Rider?
Yeah.
How was it? He asked you a question.
It's Kart Rider, the same as it's always been.
I never played it.
Is Kart Rider a thing?
It is, Terry. You're just a bitch.
Screen.
Wait, what is it?
The maps.
It's Think Mario Kart.
What was that turnabout?
That turnabout was amazing. It's Think Mario Kart without Mario characters, and there you go.
So it's shit.
There's no Peach?
Ain't no Wario?
Oh, Terry and I, we were playing fucking Mario Kart on the Wii today. There's baby Princess Peach.
Yep.
That bitch rides a motorcycle.
She was in Double Dash, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was in Double Dash.
She wasn't.
No, not Double Dash. There was one before that.
Yeah, it was only Mario and Luigi in Double Dash.
What?
There was no...
No, there was Peach nothing. There was Peach and her brunette bitch. What was her name?
Daisy.
Daisy, that bitch.
I remember when Terry was... The first night Terry was playing Mario Kart Wii after I told him to download it, he came on Skype. He goes, "So you know who's a total bitch?"
Who?
It was Baby Peach.
She was on my ass. She's trying to dog me out of my race.
That's right. Baby Peach getting it in.
She's been dogging me all day.
Tough as nails.
Baby Peach trying to knock me out of the race, so I got to take her out.
We got to play Mario Kart again.
If only we were more stable. Mario Kart was fine on 64.
Yeah.
I played just fine.
But we beat the shit out of it already.
Yeah, we need to play one for another system.
But
me too. I'm going to try to...
I want to get down on Mario Party,
I'm going to try to convince the woman in February to come up for like a day and we can do some like live filming.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, well, you know, take your time.
Maybe.
That'd be dope. Ball and chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
If you want to call her that. Or by her birth name. Sarah Reginald.
Reginald? I'm not married to Reginald.
I can't come up with anything else.
Shut up. That's it. Love you.
Beep you.
All right, I think we should.
Oh, hey, wait, one more thing. I saw Who's Live Anyway.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Last weekend, amazing.
Yeah, was it funny?
It's great.
They have jokes.
They got jokes for days, and they told them, and it was funny.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's dope, dude. I'm jelly.
For those people that don't know. Who's Live Anyway is the live act of Whose Line Is It Anyways? Go figure.
Is it the same people? Show.
It was Ryan Stiles and Greg Proops, Jeff Davis, and Joel Murray, who's
What? There's no Colin Mochrie?
Colin Mochrie couldn't make it. Drew Carey couldn't make it, and neither could Wayne Brady. Oh. And then Chip Esten he was going to be there, but he had to go film something for some TV show or something at the same time. I don't know. But he was supposed to be there, but they replaced him with Joel Murray, who wasn't that funny. But, you know, it's fine. Ryan Stiles was there. He was killing it. Greg Proops, super funny, man. He does not get enough credit. But it was Greg Proops actually made a lot of regional jokes. Like, I guess they all kind of grew up in California at some place or another. But Greg Proops...
so like you say, Greg Poops.
Yeah, I know. But he comes out and he was doing his little intro or whatever to introduce the people that were, you know, going to come out on stage. And he goes, And it takes a step back and he goes, and everybody who's from Manteca, because this was in Modesto, he points up at the lights and stuff like that. He goes, do not be afraid. This is called electricity. It will not hurt you. Fucking, oh, it's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You stood up, you were like, that's me.
I'm from there. Hi, Craig. but then they, a little while, I'm not going to go through all the jokes or whatever, but one of them, they asked for like a local body of water or like a place, you know, people go and
the
everything.
Delta.
And someone said Don Pedro. And Ryan Stiles literally like stopped. Like he broke character and he's like, really? No, yeah. It's called, the place is called Don Pedro and stuff like that. And he just, it was a continuous joke about how like Don Pedro was like this disgusting place where like we get our water and stuff, our water supply from. And it was really funny. And then Jeff Davis made a really, he made a funny joke to me. He talked about how shitty Gallo wine is. But the first time he said it, everybody booed him because we were at the Gallo.
Yeah.
And so it was funny. And then people gave him shit for it, but he kept bringing it up throughout the night.
And everyone warmed up to him.
Yeah, everybody warmed up. Oh, and then there's this girl. You know how they choose people from the audience? They were doing that one singing one where they put the girl or guy up or whatever and they sing a song about him.
Yeah.
They called on this one lady who had, like, a blue shirt on. He goes, hey, you there in the blue shirt, why don't you come up? She didn't want to go up. She was too embarrassed or some shit. I don't know. She was with her friends, and they were all drunk as shit. And
go
so,
up there! I'm not going up there!
I'm not going up there!
Sarah!
So, this other girl comes up. Her name was...
Buquan.
Bethany.
Started with a K. Kristen. Kristen with a K, because there was also a Kristen with a C with them as well. And so she answers her questions and stuff like that, and he goes, oh, so who are you here with? And it's like, oh, I'm here with my four friends, having a girls' night out or whatever. And like, oh, well, four friends, there's one missing. Who? Where's she? They're like, oh, that's Kathy. She's peeing right now. And that joke, the whole show, they just kept bringing back Kathy, who was the pisser. And it was so fucking funny. And sang this whole song. They brought Kathy back and everything like that. And then the show ends. And they come back out to do their like story time thing. Do you guys know what that is? Where like Ryan will sit down on the ground and he'll point at the different people. And they got to tell a fairy tale. And every time he points to a different person, that person has to pick up where that person left off.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, they did that, but they brought Kathy up. And then they did Princess and the Pea, but with two E's.
Yeah.
And every time they went to Kathy, she just kept bringing up, and then she peed. Yeah. it was you could tell she was drunk because she just couldn't come up with anything other than and then she peed. But that was pretty funny. They took Leanne's suggestion for Edgar Allan Poe when they were asking for writers. The rest of the night it was really funny. Like I said, I don't want to go into everything. It's really fun. If you guys have a chance to go see him, you should go see him. The tickets are relatively cheap for who they are. It's only $60 a pop for the seats we had up in the balcony. But I would see them every single time that I possibly could, because that's a show you could see multiple times and it's never the same.
Right. Know?
It's all improv. Really, really good stuff. So, go see them. Good stuff. I had a lot of fun. And that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, good times. Woo! We're had all around by all.
Everyone.
Guys.
Everyone smiled at one point or another.
We need to plan something while we have everybody here.
Okay. Well, that sounds like we need to go. Do you hear that? That means we gotta go.
Yeah, we have to plan something big. All right, go ahead. Let's listen.
I need like a fog, like the Inception horn.
Here, wait. I have this. My siren.
Your here. Siren?
Hold on. Let me.
We're gonna go out on a siren.
Hold on. Just chill out.
That would piss anyone off.
What is that?
What?
What did you just do?
That
was
we didn't do anything.
Here, wait, hold on, hold on.
Here we go. Oh, he's holding it up to his mouth.
Oh, oh, that is the scariest sound.
That is really scary.
Ryan?
Are you okay, Ryan?
That's my ringtone.
That is an awful ringtone. That's a ringtone. That's terrifying.
Sitting around, you have to go to battle stations.
And then there's the air raid.
That is air raid. Oh, that's an old school air raid.
Yeah. Okay. So, thanks everybody for coming to the podcast, listening in, doing a thing. We're going to go. Sorry again for missing last week. Hopefully this extra long version.
Sorry.
It was helpful. Or whatever. I don't care.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Blah.